With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the country. I'm your host, Jordan Hirsch. Beginning in the Final Four, where top-seeded UConn took down four-seed Alabama 86-72, all five Husky starters finished in double figures, including Stephon Castle, who dropped a team-high 21 points and added five boards. He was backed up by Donovan Klingon, who chipped in with 18 points, four blocks, and put an exclamation point on the win with under 2 minutes remaining.
That's pretty good.
Audio provided by the March Madness YouTube channel. As a team, Connecticut shot an even 50% from the field and 40% from deep. As for the Crimson Tide, they were paced by Mark Sears as the senior guard put up 24 points on 9 of 14 shooting to go along with 5 rebounds. Grant Nelson tacked on a 19-point 15-rebound double-double, but it was not enough as UConn advances to the national championship game for the second straight season. Earlier in the day, Purdue also punched their ticket to the title game with a 63-50 victory over NC State. The Boilermakers were led by AP Player of the Year Zach Edey, who notched 20 points, 12 boards, and 4 assists. Lance Jones contributed with 14 points, while Fletcher Lawyer scored 11. For the Wolfpack, they were guided by DJ Horn, who supplied 20 points and 6 rebounds. However, none of his teammates put up more than 11, as NC State was held to their lowest scoring output of the season. With the win, Purdue will head to the national championship game for the first time since 1969. Skating over to the NHL, where the Islanders shut out the Predators 2-0. This game was scoreless through the first period, but just before the midway point of the second, Noah Dobson would break the ice.
Here's Riley. Across, Dobson shoots and scores!
Audio provided by the NHL's YouTube channel. Late in the third, Kyle Palmieri would seal the win with an empty netter. In net, Isles goaltender Semyon Varlamov was spectacular, making a season-high 41 saves en route to his 35th career shutout. With the win, New York improves to 35-27-15 and now sits alone in third place in the Metro with 5 games left. And from a team that's hot to a team that's not, as the Flyers were crushed by the Blue Jackets 6-2 for their 7th straight loss, Columbus got out to a 2-0 advantage after the opening 20 minutes on goals by Eric Gudbranson and Damon Severson. In the second, Severson would light the lamp again to put his team up 3. Philly grabbed a little momentum when Ola Lixell found the back of the net for his first career NHL goal, but that was quickly taken away when Nick Blankenberg tallied 48 seconds later to put Columbus back up by 3. In the third, a pair of goals by Zach Werenski would be the knockout blow as Philadelphia drops to 36-31-11 and falls out of the Eastern Conference playoff picture. Thank you for listening to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Jordan Hirsch.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?